Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
The intro music is having a Drake May kind of night, if you know what I mean.
A what?
Lots of interceptions. It's getting sacked like crazy. Embarrassing as hell.
Oh, man.
I couldn't escape it. I knew it.
You know what? You know what?
I know.
We can pretend all we want. They shouldn't have been there. They shouldn't have been there. Their record was good against weak teams. They looked terrible.
Oh yeah.
He had that burst of momentum in the third quarter when the Seahawks let up a little bit.
Yeah, that was just a depressing game to watch.
It was. I love the fact that they're like, oh yeah, so this is a defensive matchup. I'm like, no. I think nobody can just, like, Drake is sucking ass, and then really it's not like Seattle. It's not like Darnold's doing a whole lot either. So it's not a defensive battle when you're overthrowing your receivers or underthrowing your receivers or getting sacked like crazy. Well, I mean, maybe it is sacks, but.
All right. So anyways, beer stuff. You've been doing any beer stuff lately? Since we last recorded?
Not anything super.
Which, by the way, I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
That's Wells.
Wells is here, yeah.
Hey!
I now continually on the hunt for the January 6th iteration of the Torpedo Pack from Sierra Nevada. Now on my third one. Just freaking love that whole pack. There's not like, you know, we always joke like there's always a turd. Mm-hmm. There are no turds. They are all awesome. They all slap. They're all fantastic. No notes.
That's neat.
Like, put that out all the time. Make sure it's fresh. I will buy it all the time. I was having one of those while I was watching the Patriots get beat. So, you know, like it was, that's been the majority of, why are you giving me the finger, Josh?
I'm not. Wells, what about you?
I talked about it during the last recording about our week of wolves, all the barley wine drops and things. And then it snowed a lot. And, anyway, it rescheduled. So we did all that last week, started rolling things out. And so it's kind of nice. I've just been drinking a lot of barrel aged barley wines in the last couple of days. So
nice.
You know, it's I've had bottles of them before, you know, taking them home and everything, but it's nice to actually have them like on draft and actually in an actual bar. So it's been nice. Real nice.
Nice.
Cool. Nice. Everybody says cool. Everybody says nice.
Everybody says cool.
Yep.
Nice.
I've done jack and shit.
What?
I know.
Can you let me sit down at least before you drop that kind of
news?
Breaking news on me?
Yeah. I mean, now the football's over, like, I will try to get out and be a little bit more adventurous, especially on a Sunday when, like, I'm off all this week, so... I mean, granted, I'm going to have people working in my house, so I don't really want to leave the dogs alone to strangers. But,
right.
You know, there's that. But I am going to try to start getting out more now that football's over, and we don't have snow on the ground anymore.
Well, I mean, it is Charlotte, so, you know, like, we had snow, and then, like, 3 days later, it was, like, 95% gone. There's still a couple, like, random, like, you
spots
know.
Spots here and there,
Somebody scraped up a bunch of snow and put it in a thing, but, you know, it's like it's... This isn't like the Midwest.
Yes.
Where it doesn't matter how much snow you get some snow at some point, and then you end up with these like nasty, like black and white chemical filled snow mounds in the Target parking lot until like May.
Yep.
Meanwhile, it's going to be like 70 degrees here tomorrow, and I'm stoked.
Yes, totally. Yes, totally, totally. So on to the news.
Let's do the news. I'm excited. I feel like a dad at Christmas watching his kids open gifts that he has no idea what they're getting. Which is another way of saying I didn't do my homework.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So, all right. Let me ask you this, Jeff. Are you familiar with Carolina Premium? Have you heard of that
before? Yeah. They are one of the main distro houses around the area. There's like three of them, I think. It's like Adams and Carolina Premium and.
Those are like the big two, like the Budweiser and the like the Molson Coors house.
Gotcha.
Well, so Carolina is merging and becoming a new entity called United. What was it called again? United Carolina. So they're merging with another distro. Well, do you know much about this other one? I mean, I know they're
United
big.
United Beverages of North Carolina.
Yeah. Are they more of a Western type of a North distro?
Yeah. Yeah, they are headquartered in Hickory, of all places. So, Hickory. Yay.
Okay.
I know. They're primarily kind of Western North Carolina. Carolina Premium's more central.
Yes.
So, currently, United Beverages is... So, they were four distributors that all merged into one. Sorry, I'm on the United Beverages North Carolina website now.
Oh, you're good.
So, headquartered in Hickory, branch office in Concord, merged four companies, Blue Ridge Distributing Company, Piedmont Distributors, Proctor Wholesale, and Rowan Distributing.
Okay.
And now, Carolina Premium, you know, goes into that too.
Yep.
It's, yeah, they're going to be big. Pretty,
yeah, they're
going to
be one of the biggest distros in North Carolina.
And I think they already kind of were one of the largest distros in North Carolina, but now they certainly are.
So that it sounds like this isn't necessarily going to open our local markets up to anything new per se.
Probably not.
Just more back-end stuff that may or may not impact anything we see.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, I guess I look at it this way of, this has clear regulatory, which I don't think it'll have a problem of that actually happening, but
yeah,
potentially this could get blocked by the regulators to say, no, you're too big.
I mean, it all depends on what Nate Dogg and Warren G have to say.
That's right.
I'm out up.
I mean, obviously, well, this means jack shit to you now because you don't live in North Carolina, but any other thoughts on this?
No. I've never had to work directly with a distributor before, like working in North Carolina. We had to, you know, any brewery that I worked with was doing the self distro thing. So, yep. Yeah, that's cool. All.
Well, one of your favorite breweries is closing, Wells.
Oh no. Which
How
one?
How do you feel about that?
Oh, not one of my favorite breweries.
Edward yeah, T. Brewing in Wilmington.
Wilmington.
We've talked about them before.
Talked about
between the owner being drunk
at least three
and
times,
harassing
yeah.
the musical talent. There was a time that a former employee was actually putting stickers on all of their product with a QR code to spell out all of their things, like it was the Epstein files. Like, you know, it was they've gone through it. But so it sounds like they're closing, huh?
Yeah, good riddance.
Yeah. Oh no. Anyway.
And it sucks. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to miss. I mean, obviously the owner is just a absolute trash person. But like I did go to this brewery one time back before it was shitty, or that I knew it was shitty. And the beers were pretty good. Like, it was my second favorite brewery in, third favorite, in Wilmington. And, like, the base was pretty cool. Like, usually we'll have, like, a beer, maybe two, and then just, like, go to the next one if we're really going for volume. And that one, like, I think we stuck around two or three. Like, that was, it was neat.
And I mean, how pirate-themed was it?
Not very.
Really? With that name? That's lame.
What part of this so far has, like I just... Never mind. Whatever.
Fair enough. I just, you would think with the name Edward Teach, like, they would be fucking, like, pirate-themed, or, like, at least try a little harder.
Yeah. It was neat. I mean, I just don't remember it being, like, dripping in pirate stuff like I think it could have been.
Gotcha.
But whatever.
No Long John Silvers.
Yeah. I think it's funny as hell just how everything went down. And this article does a pretty good job of kind of wrapping up, just in case you missed out on any of the legal issues that they had going back to December 2023, and the hits just keep on coming. This guy did not deserve his brewery, and you know, good riddance, good luck, Goodbye. Yeah. Bye. Just bye.
Definitely in the found out era for the brewery, which, you know, normally I like, so I feel weird saying this because normally we would do the whole, like, you know, we feel bad for the employees, but honestly, with how much of a toxic wasteland this place has been for the last year or so, if you're still there, you got to be looking in the mirror and wondering why did I stick around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Club West and whoever is left over there.
Like, Club West, I swear.
I mean, when I have somebody that is not into beer at all that lives in the city and asks me, like, what the fuck that was about, I'm like, wow. Okay.
Little girls. It was about little girls.
Yeah, well, totally. But he's just like, they didn't just close the doors. And I'm like, no, they didn't. They doubled down.
Yeah, I did see that Club West is seeking permission to the city to update their signage at the new building. Like, that is moving forward as of today.
Yep.
And, yeah, you know,
you would ask me, like, hey, do we have any new stories to talk about? I'm like, nope, sure don't. And then that one.
And so, like, all right, so since that's pretty fresh, I'm just running through this in my mind. You go before the city council and you're like, hey, we want to make these changes. The city's probably going to be on board because, number one, you're getting rid of, you're covering up some negative connotations. It doesn't change what happened. It doesn't fix what happened.
Nope.
We all still know better.
Yep.
But maybe it's not as much of a drama, but, you know, again, it's not like the request to change a name and signage on a building is kind of separate in a council's eyes. I would imagine, I would suspect that that's a separate issue from, you know, heinous allegations of raping a 13-year-old.
Bingo.
Anyhow. So yeah, Edward Teach, you know.
Bye.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right, so this last one's really sciencey, and I know we love our sciencey stuff here on the show, but it talks about what beer does to your brain, and it does more than just kind of relax your brain. Like, you know, typically if you were stressed, you had kind of a long day at work or, you know, whatever, you have a beer and you're like, feeling a little better.
Associate.
I feel so much better. I can relax. Well, it does more than that, supposedly.
Like what?
It basically changes your state of mind, so to speak, and puts you in a completely different, like almost an altered, obviously it is an altered state of mind, but it's trying to put it into words because
that's ideally what people are wanting for, because they can't read this right now.
It fragments your brain.
Gotcha.
So
compartmentalization for the win.
Yeah, it kind of, it does way more than we thought. How about that? You know, we aren't just relaxed when we have a pint or, you know, whatever the case is. It really is putting our head into a completely different space.
Interesting.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's a good thing.
Going into it, you know, it kind of makes sense to why sometimes if I have too much, I get very anxious.
No, you get huggy.
Well, I go from huggy to anxious.
Oh, okay.
That's when I have had too much, is I've...
All I know anxious. Is huggy and passed out on the ground.
Yeah, no.
The only two states...
Oh, no, there's a new one. It's called anxious, and I'm up until 4 o'clock in the morning because I am so anxious I can't sleep.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I don't. I don't at all. And so I've been, you know, trying to figure that out, and reading this article kind of helped pinpoint maybe why I will hit that point where I'm just like, all of a sudden, like I said, I'm in anxiety. Yeah. Hell.
So now you start doing scientific experiments on yourself to figure out what your limit is.
Yeah.
You know, so, like 4, so, I'm
yep,
okay.
Yep.
5, we're getting close.
Yeah.
6 or more, that's a problem until I get to 12. And then you just need to get all the way back around the
round
bed.
Around the bed.
Stop
or just keep going. Yeah.
Sorry, hon, I had that 6th beer. I'm going to be up until 4 a.m. unless I drink another half dozen beers.
Yeah, unless. But like I said, I just thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, you can put yourself into a bad space, technically, depending on how your head is.
But I mean, if you've got all that anxiety, why don't you just calm down?
It's so easy.
Yeah. Take a deep breath and calm down.
Yeah. God. Easy.
Yeah.
Why do you need Xanax? You don't need Xanax for nothing.
Just calm down. Yeah. It's fine.
Just chill out.
Chill out, man. Relax, guy.
So yeah, double blind test. And so this is kind of neat. It's instead of studying like how heavy drinking reshapes the brain over years, which is kind of how alcohol studies have been, this one is just like, all right, we're just going to focus on one drinking session. Like, I don't know. It's just neat.
Yeah, it feels like somebody was watching that episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine where they talk about the different stages of the Amy Santiago drunkenness scale.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, I mean, like, I, you know, some of that happens to me. Y'all have seen it. I'll have one. I'm fine. Somewhere between, like, 2 and 4, I start getting a little ADHD. And then another one.
So you go from loud Amy to pervert Amy?
Yeah, that's right. Overly confident. Yeah.
Confidence, fine. Five drinks. Yeah.
Sexually explicit, Jeff. That's a bad one. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. No, that's bad news. That's bad news, Bears.
That's a bad deal.
But yeah, you know, of course, all these articles will be linked in crappiercast.com. But if you really want to kind of take a deeper dive into what drinking could potentially do to you, I do feel like this is worth a read because it did kind of open my eyes up a little bit of maybe this is why I have some of these problems. And something else I'll just go ahead and talk about while we're here. So I started Trizeptide, which is generic Zepbound. And if you feel like you might drink too much, this will stop that. Like hard and fast. Like I can only have so much beer before I feel like I'm about to pop. And I don't ever feel like nauseous or anything like that. So I don't want to like freak people out and think that I'm on the verge of vomiting. It's just like, you know, when you've ate that really big meal and you're just like, okay, I could not put another bite in me or I'm going to explode. That's exactly what happens.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's no joke, dude. It fucking works.
People like you are killing the craft beer industry.
I know, we are. I'm the worst. But yeah.
I mean, we knew that, but you know.
I definitely can't drink. And it's only been 2 doses and I cannot drink like I used to at all. So I feel so full off of like a couple of beers. Crazy side effect that I didn't really expect to happen, but it has.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never really done too much research into it and what the effects are and everything. I mean,
well, I will tell you firsthand, you cannot drink like you used to. It will stop you. I almost wonder like if I would do better on like a bourbon or something that has less calories so I don't feel so, because I know what it is the calories are filling me up.
Yeah.
So I wonder if a bourbon or something like that would be better. I don't know. Who knows? But more on that as I fuck around with my body for science. Why wouldn't I? This is kind of a short news session. Not a whole lot going on. So
yeah, it's that, you know, it's January, or I guess now technically it's February, but, you know, it's just not a lot going on just yet.
Or it's the same shit that we've talked about 1,000 times, like the craft beer world is dying and yada, yada, yada.
For some weird reason, my Google News feed is showing me articles from like 8 months ago, so anytime I'm like, oh, wow, this could be really neat to talk about on the show. Oh, wait a second, though. No. So
what's that? Really, you wanted to look at something? You want to look at hot, not new. Because you're never like it, that always kills me with all, whether it's, you know, Facebook or it's Reddit or whatever. You know, they want you spending as much time as possible there. They want to get you looped into the algorithm, but they keep showing you old shit that you're not going to look at because you've already seen it because they've got you in there every day.
Yep.
Make that make sense.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. Like, oh, I've seen this meme 1,000 times already. Why am I seeing this again? Yeah. Why is this up here? At the
top? Somebody else is bitching about, oh, no, it's the same person from 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Reddit.
Or why is this the 1,000th Indian subreddit that I've had to mute?
Oh, God.
Because when you click into the one to mute it, it's like, oh, you're into India subreddits.
No!
Let's get you some more.
No, TiVo. Bad TiVo. I am not into that. I muted it for a reason. But...
Agree to disagree.
I know you're right. That's the fucked up part, is it shouldn't be that way. Like, if I'm muting something, I'm getting rid of it out of my timeline for a specific reason. I don't want to see more of it.
Yep.
Oh.
It's just this enshittification of all of the social media stuff, like Discord doing stupid shit. Reddit has done stupid shit for a decade at this point. I hate the internet. The Ring cameras. Y'all saw that commercial. That terrifies me.
Yeah. Like, I'm watching that commercial, and so for those of you that didn't watch the Super Bowl, you didn't watch the Seahawks beat the shit out of the Patriots and Drake May because he sucks. For those of you who didn't watch it, there was a commercial for Ring cameras. Now, Ring is owned by Amazon, I believe, right? Yep. Yes. Okay, Josh is nodding yes. And so, like, it's this, like, sob story of losing your pet. Well, now the new feature on Ring cameras is, you know, you can, like, upload information to your Ring account, and it will start searching all of the Ring cameras. And I'm like, this feels like a major invasion of privacy.
Uh-huh.
And actually... I say that as if the people who have Ring cameras and doorbells and all that stuff didn't sign up for this. Good, bad, or otherwise,
yeah.
Amazon really likes to take their equipment and go further than it needs to go.
Yep.
Echo, they were doing the thing where, like, they were providing, like, Wi-Fi or something like that, like a meshed Wi-Fi kind of thing.
Yep.
And I
disabled that immediately.
Yeah, it was one of the, I was glad I wasn't in the Amazon ecosystem, and I'm definitely not interested in ever getting into it. But, yeah, that commercial kind of bothered me.
Oh, yeah, quite a bit.
Out of all the commercials, that was the one I think that I set up, and I'm like, this is not good.
Yeah, this is a dark, bleak future that we're staring at.
Because so we've got time. I guess we'll kill a little here. There were some articles floating around from my hometown. There's this company called Flock that you may or may not have heard of.
Ooh,
and,
yeah.
They were like in my hometown, they're setting up Flock cameras at like Lowe's and Home Depot and all these other places to supposedly help the police track like cars that were driven by people who are wanted or stuff like that. But then there was a big data breach, big shock. And then somebody put up a website. You could go and you could do a search and see what officers were looking for what things. And I'm like, you know what? This is too much surveillance.
Yeah.
Like I recognized, I get it. I walk around with a computer device in my pocket that knows where I am at all times.
And you have two of them, right? Because you carry a work one too?
No, sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, my point is knowing where I am is one thing, but kind of like weaponizing the camera that's sitting at my house so that you could, you know, ostensibly look for a dog. Like, you know, it's not going to, that's not what it's going to get used for.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And I thought we just got rid of ICE.
Yeah.
But
nope. Apparently not. Now we're just enabling it nationwide. Here, just turn your camera on.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You already opted in to find dogs. Now we're going to hunt people. Cool.
Yeah, no big deal. We're just uploading it all directly to Palantir. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that... I'm glad I'm not the only one that was freaked out by that commercial. That terrified the shit out of me.
Yep.
It felt like there was so much like AI smoothing going on.
Oh God. Yeah. The AI slop last night was horrible.
Not even just the slop. It just felt like there were no actors on anything that were natural. They all had like that de-aging bullshit. Like, and I get it when it's we're doing the like 90s Duncan commercial with, you know, all the whatever, like,
yeah,
I get it. I don't, but I mean, point being like, you can't. Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. Yeah.
I digress.
No, it's fine. But like I said, we didn't have a lot of news. So side jags are always good.
Like jagweeds.
Yeah. Wells.
Yeah.
How did the game look on your television?
Oh, freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really pleased. Having an OLED TV is like, oh, it's just sexy as hell. I just got a Pacific Rim in the mail today. So this is like the third time I've bought that movie. Anyway. I'm super excited. So as soon as we're done, wrap it up here. I'm either going to watch that or The Mummy. I haven't quite figured that out yet. So
nice. Like I told you, I'm on hold for movie watching until I can get my sound system hooked back up. Because watching movies with the TV speakers is not the same.
It's sad.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the speakers in it aren't horrible, but I know what a sound system is. So yeah.
I do highly recommend, if you really want to show off your screen, the Criterion 4K edition of WALL-E is gorgeous.
Is it? Okay.
It's gorgeous.
I'll have to check it out. Do you have it available on your thingy?
I have it. It is sitting on my shelf. It does not get opened.
Okay.
So I'm like in this weird sort of like, maybe I should start collecting unopened 4K UHD for when the inevitable collapse of all things streaming goes. So
when the dark nuclear future comes for us,
it'll just, I feel like it's just going to get to a point where we're going to be left with like one or two streaming platforms, you know, it'll be like Disney and Netflix. And
it's feeling that way already.
And it'll be $98 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
we're getting back to cable. And
we all are. It's ridiculous.
So like maybe I should start hanging on to my physical media.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
I mean, as somebody with a couple hundred movies and a couple hundred records, like you will pry my physical media. I mean, I still have all my CDs. Like, admitted, I don't play any of them. They are just taking up room at this point. But yeah, that's my fucking music.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I'll never forget when I fucking moved here. The first night I'm staying, I'm so used to being small town Kansas boy, I didn't lock my car. And I'm sure you can guess what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You learned a lesson that night.
I did. That was my welcome to Charlotte gift.
That's funny.
Yeah, here's all these CDs that you've curated from some of these bands that don't exist anymore.
Of course.
You know, you went to these shows.
And probably got thrown out.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. They'd look at him and go, mustard plug? What the fuck is this white guy bullshit?
What the fuck is this white guy bullshit?
All right. Well, since we're not really doing, I mean, we are doing Buy No Buy, but Jeff and I are, of course, in person. Wells, what are you drinking before we get into Buy No Buy for us?
Freshly canned today, it is a nice, smooth triple IPA, a lovely little 11%. This is White Bugatti. It's
nice.
The white one's good. Purple one messed me up.
Oh, how so?
It was stronger. Purple, I think, is like 13%.
So feels about right.
It didn't drink that heavy, but sure enough, it caught up with me fast.
It got you turned.
Uh-huh.
Cool. All right, Jeff. So we're gonna do Buy No Buy. What is it first?
Buy No Buy. We've been drinking beer and we're gonna talk about it and whether we would buy it again.
Okay, cool. And what is our first beer up?
First beer up, beer that I had not seen before. Doesn't mean anything because distribution in town can sometimes be different.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But this is from Legion, who primarily I've only known for Juicy CJ.
Yes.
And some other beers that I had at their tap room and wasn't a fan of. But that was also like 8 years ago or something. So you know, I'm like, all right, I'll you know.
Yeah.
Gold medal winning, high praise. West Coast IPA. They won a gold medal at... It's the GABF World Beer Cup. Damn logo is so small.
It looks like
GABF. Great American. Yeah, GABF. Yeah. So they won a gold medal for this in the IPA category. It is light. It is crisp. I got a feeling, and I can't tell by the date, I got a feeling this is not as fresh as it could be.
Okay.
The hops are there, but I feel like they're kind of starting to fade a little bit. But, I don't hate this. I would definitely buy it if I was there.
Okay.
And I wouldn't, I mean, I'm looking for that Sierra Nevada 12 pack first.
Yeah.
But this is not bad. So you know what? Put me down for a buy. I'll take it.
All right.
Josh?
Can I get a little pour again of that
one? Yeah. Well, you're over here talking about not drinking much anymore.
Right? Well, no, I know. Just especially next show, just smaller samples. Because I can't help it, man.
Boot and rally.
God, that sounds terrible. Okay, so is this terrible? No. Is it what I want necessarily when I think of a West Coast IPA especially? Not really. It doesn't have the teeth pull.
Yep.
It is not there.
On the flip side, a $12 four-pack of pint cans isn't really a horrible thing sometimes.
I mean, I'm not going to buy it. I wouldn't kick it out of bed, but
dumping it after I leave.
I wouldn't invite it back the next night. Like, cool, we had some fun. That's it.
You're a slut, but not a total hoe. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Although I will say, because to your point, about the only thing I've really ever had from them is Juicy J. Did you and I go to Legion that was in South End? No, that's Protagonist. Never mind. So yeah, I haven't been to Legion ever. So maybe you and I could go fix that one day.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe we could plan that.
All right. Next beer up.
Next beer up. Josh has brought on beers from Cellar Maker.
Yeah.
Cellar Maker out of Oakland, California. When this particular beer is called Dank of the West, it is a West Coast IPA. And I'm like, yes, this is a West Coast IPA. You are correct, sir. This is 6.5%, has Strata, Simcoe, Centennial, and Idaho 7. Everything about this is fantastic. I very much like this beer. It is great. It is that one. It's light. It's easy drinking. It's bright. It's almost crispy, but I mean, like, it's, yeah. And it's 6 weeks old. So, yeah. Pretty relatively fresh, especially from the West Coast. So it's kind of funny that you ran into these, because I noticed Scott checking some of these in as well. And I'm like, interesting. Cellar Maker must have done like a big, huge batch and a big, huge push or something.
Right.
Like to see more of them.
So is that a buy?
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah, 100%.
So remind me specifically, Ghost Town, are they Oakland too?
Yes.
Okay. So Oakland got two fucking killer breweries.
Yeah. Now,
wow.
Oakland's not a small town.
No, but.
And I'm, if I'm in Oakland, I'm going to go to Ghost Town.
Yeah. These guys are right up there. Like,
but yeah, very good. Yeah.
I really like this one. The next one up.
When I just real quick aside, when I flew in to San Fran for Planning the Younger Day, we had initially planned on going to Cellar Maker. Like, I got in around noon. We were going to go Cellar Maker because they had a sourdough pizza. San Francisco sourdough.
Yeah.
This is all great. It was the one day of the week they were closed.
That's the worst. So this first one I will buy. I really did enjoy it. But the next two, I can't wait to talk about those. So what's the next one up?
Oh, well, I'm not going to talk about them then, so you can't talk about them.
You jerk.
I am your thief of joy. Up next is Mo Nectaron by Cellar Maker. This beer is 7 weeks old. This is a West Coast IPA, 6.8%, Mosaic and Nectaron, which, Mosaic's nice. It plays well with just about everybody. Man, I love Nectaron in a West Coast IPA. This is outstanding. I'm kind of hard pressed between this one and the last one, which one I like more, but they're both fantastic. This one's got a slightly more rounded feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's probably the Nectaron kind of giving it a little more of a, I don't know. It's just not as sharp.
No, totally. You're right. You're absolutely right.
But yeah, it's a buy for me easily.
Out of these three, we're about to have the third one here in a second. This was the one that actually got me to pay attention to them, because I saw the can. I was like, I feel like in the back of my head, I'm like, I feel like I know these guys. I feel like I've heard of this brewery before. Yep. And I know Jeff likes Nectaron. I like Nectaron. Yep. These are West Coast beers. Yep. Let's give them a shot. And this was the first one that I actually had out of the batch. And I was like, oh, shit. Yep. We good.
We're coming in hot.
Yeah.
Not a bad reason.
We good. This was not one of the, because even if it's a brewery that has hype behind it, you never know what you're going to get, right? I mean, you don't know.
We've seen that with Burial over the years. Burial has a lot of hype.
Yes.
They have a lot of hits.
Yes.
They have a lot of misses.
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, this is a very impressive showing from Cellarmaker. Yeah.
So, yeah, that one's absolutely by. What's the last one up?
Loading into this last beer from Cellarmaker. This is Juice Kiosk. This was 12/12. So we're coming up almost on 2 months on this one. This is a hazy IPA, Strata, Nelson, Simcoe, Motueka, and Centennial. 7%. Boys, I found a hazy IPA that I like. Because you know what this is? This is a West Coast hopped IPA. It just happens to be hazy. And it's not New England-ish, but it's getting close. My issue with most New England.